Good morning and welcome to the Product of the Transfer. I'm your host, Dr. Regina Johnson. We would like to welcome you this morning on the speaker and NHI.
Just came before. Just punch. Open. Just a few more minutes. Things you have been waiting for God to do. Rebeke te I proposo na ye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you for wisdom that's being poured out. Hallelujah. Information. But not only that, I hear the Lord say, I'm breaking the heart of my people for me again. I'm breaking their heart for me. I'm drawing you in our desert places. Mark, just go ahead and stand up, young man, not my son. Go ahead and stand up and just raise your hand. Don't get distracted, children. Stay before God. Mark, just stand up. Stand up, young man. Stand up. Just lift your hands in the air. Just both of them. Just lift your hands. Hear the Spirit of the Lord say, drink, drink.
New, God, new. to this moment, Lord, you don't understand.
See, you waited on this moment. You've been waiting on this moment. You've been crying out for my attention. You've been waiting on this moment. Here I am. I want to move for you, says the Lord. I see you. You've been trying to do it on your own. But you couldn't. But the Spirit of the Lord says, now, I'll shift things into position. Now, I'll feel up the ground. Now, I'll rescue what's yours. Now, oh God. I hear you, God. Lord, you are not fighting a losing battle. Hey, you are not fighting a losing battle. You are not fighting a losing battle. I'm going to take care of myself because I need for y'all to get this. Don't be so busy working that you miss your moment. Jesus. I understand, Lord. I'm holding you like airplanes are held in a holding pattern. Jesus, before they get ready to land, God is saying, I'm holding you in position. Lord, God, I don't know who you are with that pink on, but you stand up. I hear the Spirit, Lord, say drink. I hear him say drink. I hear him say drink. I hear him say drink.
Thank you.
about to step off of. Hallelujah, to end up in some place, God, that you never intended for me to be. I thank you, Lord God. I feel a lifting. Just stay right here. I feel a lifting. I feel a lifting.
Doing something.
We need to sing a song, or we need to do something. But there are times that God creates for himself where he just wants you to stay right here, because he knows that when we're outside of the house, we get busy with our work and busy with your family and busy. And so sometimes the Holy Spirit just has to capture you and hold you hostage.
Thank you. even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. The Lord is my rock. There is no evil in him. You know, the older you get, the more you realize how faithful God is. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it works. Because the older you are, the further you can look back and just see how faithful God is. I declare he is faithful, and he is just, and he is my rock. I know God is good. I mean, there ain't a doubt in my mind, not a doubt, that God exists, that God is good. Not a doubt that is faithful.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Before we get
discharged it for 3 weeks. Pastor Wells was supposed to have preached, I think, right? And the Spirit of the Lord would take off, and that did not happen. And so the Lord is going to be brought to us today by Pastor Lisa Wells. If you have faith, yeah, go ahead and give it up. One of my amazing daughters in the Spirit, amen. If you have been missing Bible study, you need to like make it in there. It has really been good. We've been sharing that time. David and Sharifa have preached. Sharifa has preached. Even Sugar preached one Sunday, amen. Glory to God. I mean, one Wednesday did a spectacular job. But what we're doing is on Wednesdays, we are building up faith, amen. And so we thank the Lord for establishing us for a greater work. And somebody say, great to meet them on yesterday. Candace and Daryl, the Powell team, have been doing a work in Turks and Caicos, and you've heard about it, and some of you have given towards it. They're doing a feeding there. Well, the pastors of that work are here with us today. Would you give a great big rousing applause in the Lord for Pastor Ed Bart. I wrote it down, Ed Bart. Thank you very much. And Denise G.
I'm going to come up quickly and just
introduce themselves. They're going to be joining me this evening in our meeting, to those of you that are in our meeting, because they are really going to establish faith. You will be so blessed. Amen. Glory to God. So, Pastor Ed.
That's it. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is a great privilege for me to be with you this morning. As you heard, my name is Pastor Edward James. Someone sometimes called Edward, but it is not Edward. It's Edward. It is me, Edward. This is a great family in Jesus.
Amen.
You know, sometimes God does something for a reason. God sent Sister and Mommy Candace and Brother Darrell for purpose, for a reason, in Turks and Caicos Island. They went over there for honeymoon. But it is not for honeymoon. It is not for us in Turks and Caicos Island. It is for the Harmonious Life Ministry. It is the church name, Harmonious Life Ministry. But what I do, I put C and G. That means Church of God, Harmonious Life Ministry. When I met this great family, I can tell you this is something special for our church. When I met them, they helped us to feed the people every Monday morning, every Wednesday. That means twice a week.
Yeah.
Believe me, after that time, the church got more and more people every Monday. You can imagine when you get some people, none of them can feed them, and they could find something to eat after the church,
yeah,
after the service. So God can bless you today and day, Sister Candace and Brother Darrell. And anybody else who put their hand together who do that, this is a great thing. And believe me, I cannot find the words to tell you how I feel great to be with you this morning. And I feel home.
Yeah.
Because, believe me, any church, anywhere you go, if you don't feel the Holy Spirit inside that church, don't stay there. Because for me, for my head and my feet, my fingers, my church, my toes, believe me, all of them believe in Holy Spirit. Because everything I do it by faith. I tell you that last night The time is too short to explain to you my testimony. But believe me, you are in the right place. Because when I just open the door, I feel the Holy Spirit inside the church.
Yeah.
Man, believe me, the time is too short. If I start and I continue to talk, the time is too short, and I can say to Pastor, just give me the time to talk. Let God bless you. Look at your neighbor, tell him you are in the right place. May God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to introduce to my lovely wife. She is a helper. She is my right hand in my ministry. She is my advisor. She so helped me. This is the right person Jesus give me in my ministry.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They want to translate for me. I have different language with you, but let's thank God. He came to translate for me. I try to speak English. I try to speak. I am Janice Jean. Pastor Edward's wife. He's my brother, my friend. Jabez's mommy. Everybody know Jabez?
Yeah.
My lovely, lovely, lovely boy. I feel happy to be with you this morning. Yes. I give thanks to God.
Amen.
And to brother Darrell, sister Candace.
Yeah.
It's because of them I hear, so God sent them to the South Pentecost Island, especially for my family and my church.
Yeah.
Now I have you
yeah.
as my family. I love you. I feel spirit in that church.
Yeah.
I feel it. I thank God for that. May God continue to bless you. Bless the second day. Bless you, my brother, Sarah. And I leave my son with you, Jabez, my lovely boy. Oh, I know y'all felt annoyed, right? She didn't need an interpreter. She did perfectly fine.
Amen.
We're fixing a shout just over introduction. Pastor Wells. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord,
everybody. Glory to God. God's an awesome God.
Amen.
And I felt the winds of the Holy Ghost as you spoke, my sister. As you stood and spoke in the presence and the breath of God flow through you. And we thank God for you. And we welcome you both. Glory to God. And we love your son. Hallelujah. But I want you to know today that everything that we've done this past month is very symbolic of the month that we've celebrated. And some of you that have not, I just want to share with you, we've celebrated the new year, which was Rosh Hashanah. Then we moved over to Yom Kippur. and we prayed and we believed God to forgive us because it's considered atonement. Last Sunday, we started to teach the significance of what it is that we are believing God. So you'll know how to believe God in the seasons to come. That you'll know what to expect, what you need God to do for you. But you will also know how to ask God. Because timing is everything. Being in the right season, moving in the right moment. Lord God, it's called opportunity that the Lord has presented for us every single day. And I brought some things. They're not exactly what it is, but it's going to be symbolic. Because I want to teach you what it means and what it means for us. Because these things also symbolize who we are. Sukkah is the time that they celebrate the harvest. Because it's the end of harvest. And it is the year that the land shall rest. So it is important that they believe God by faith that they had to reap a harvest. But you know you cannot reap a harvest unless you sow in order to reap. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing because we're starting a new year. And we want to start it right. But they're celebrating the time that they have an extra day. And because we all live outside of Israel, we have an extra day to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And exit out of those old places. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I really just want to teach. I'm not going to preach unless the Holy Ghost just start preaching. But I believe in just understanding. Because, see, knowledge is powerful. The more you know about the things of God, the powerful you become. And the powerful that God has meant and intended for you to be. Because everything that he does is deliberate. Hallelujah. So if you will, go with me to the book of Exodus. Let's look at this chapter, Exodus 34 and 22. Touch your neighbor, say, today is a new day.
Today is a new day.
And look at your other neighbor, say, today really is.
Today really is.
A new day.
A new day.
Amen. When you dare say amen.
Amen.
Exodus 34, verse 22. And it reads, you shall observe the Feast of Weeks, which is Sukkah, or the Feast of Tabernacle, or the Feast of Booths. And it says that you shall observe the weeks, the first fruit of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of the Ingathering at the end of the year. Amen? So they're celebrating because they said, Lord, we thank you. We made it through the Day of Atonement. We made it through. You spared us another year. And this is a time that we be so grateful that God is allowing us to move into the new year according to the Jewish Hebrew calendar. Because some of you may be saying, well, it's just October. But it's really in actuality a new year. Amen? And it's 7 days and some eight that's outside of Israel. And they're reflecting of a time that said for 40 years, our forefathers were in the desert. They were in a wilderness, but God provided for 40 years. And we want to reflect the time that even when we were in our bondage, that this is the day that we celebrate, that we come out. And on Sukkah, much like we were doing when before we moved forward, they just sat in the synagogue and began to pray. And Pastor said, well, I just be following God. I said, you have followed everything according to each holiday, every single week. It's nothing that she was planning. It's what the Holy Spirit did. Gifts were activated on last week. Hallelujah. Because we were starting a new movement in God. Hallelujah. And there was that they actually use in order to do the mitzvah or the midrash, what is the celebration. But before I go into the spices that they use, I just want to share something with you. that there's no work that's done during Sukkah at all. No work is permitted. Businesses close down because they really observe the Father, the Lord. And where we are in this world, we have moved so away from the things of God. There were Sundays where businesses were not open. And now that has changed. And as you look, little by little, by little, by little, by little, we've moved away from God.
Yeah.
This is why this time is so special. That we take the time to commemorate all the things that God has done for us.
Yeah.
And it's a special time in this season. Hallelujah. And it is so important that we understand where we used to be, but where God wants to take us. And building the sukkah is really building faith. Pastor said on Wednesday, preaching and teaching on faith. That's what it takes to build a sukkah. See, a sukkah can be done with wood. It can be done with a canvas. It can be done with metal sliding or whatever they had the resources to get, they were able to build. But the top of the roof, which is the covering, had to be done with the things that God had created, which was like the leaves, trees, and anything that was organic. That's your covering. And it takes faith to trust God to take care of us. See, you really don't understand what I'm saying, but I really want you to get what God wants you to really get. If there wasn't a harvest, they could not build a sukkah. If they could not build a sukkah, they lacked protection. Because God was the one that protected them, but God also provided the things that they need in order to get the protection. And that's where we are even today now. If it's not for God blessing us, we won't have the protection. Nor will we have the ability to build what God is wanting us to build. So sukkah is very important, because if I don't have the resources, because the giver is God that gives us the resources. Hallelujah. And the spices that they use, and I'm just going to demonstrate, this is going to represent the esrog. The esrog is really, it looks like a lemon, but it tastes like an orange. It's citrus. And it really looks like a squash. But when you open up the inside, it looks like the rind of a watermelon. The esrog smells good, and it tastes good. But this represents the heart of an individual.
Wow.
And that's why it smells good, or at least our hearts are supposed to smell good. And it's supposed to taste good. So the heart always sits to the right. The next spice they use is the lublah. The lublah is really like a palm. And the end of the branches always goes straight up. The lublah is considered the spine. The spine represents how we stand. And it's held in the upright position. Because God expects us as the people of God to always upright, to walk circumcised and erected before the Lord. Hallelujah. And when they begin to bless the offering, they would release it from themselves, but bring it back in. And they did this three times as they did something called a wave offering. A wave offering is where we give God a wave. How we worship and we begin to thank him. And they do that. And they do it from the north, the south, the east. And don't take me, no matter what my destiny is. I believe you got my front, my back, and my side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the lublah. Everybody say lublah.
Lublah.
Esrog. You're learning a little Hebrew today. This, I was just trying to make it live till I got here. It's considered the Hadas. The Hadas is a spice that they use, and it's placed on the left side. The hadar represents the eye. Because in the new year, we believe God for new revelation.
Uh-huh.
What we see will result how we walk.
Come on.
Oh. How we walk will determine the condition of our heart. Okay? Now, this is the Avara. Say Avara. This is the willow tree. Now, the Hadass is considered a branch. That's just some things I kind of got out of my yard. But this is the willow, and it always stands to the left. Now, the willow represents the mouth. And the reason there's two, because we as the people of God, we have the tendency to talk out both sides of our mouth. And it always remains on the left, but this also represents sin. And on Sukkah, when they pray, they bring this and they leave this at the altar. Many of us were just at the altar today. We were laying out before God because I believe we were saying, God, whatever is not like you, I want to leave it right here. That is the symbolicness of what Pastor calls the altar. We come before the altar because we're believing God to leave it all right there. So what they do, they take the willow, which is on the left side, that always remain on the left. It's next to the Hadass, the Lublah, and the Eshkol. Now, one thing about the Eshkol being the heart, this represents a people who study the word, who live the word.
Come on.
They have good deeds and a good heart.
Come on.
And when they take these and they combine and they speak the blessings of God, they say, Lord, our heart proceed. And they don't do the wave offering, saying his name all at the same time. They begin to speak the blessing. And the blessing always proceeds. Because we believe that the heart must be in the right place in order to speak the blessing. See, when your heart is not right, it interferes with the blessings of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was sharing with you about how the Lord spoke to me and said, Lisa, I want to eradicate your heart. I really get what he's saying to me about eradicating my heart. And what happens when we think about the little foxes that destroys the vine, and we like to believe that those vines are grapes that's on the vine. And if you think of a fox that just keep coming, messing with your vine. Say the vine of your heart. Just, what do you think is happening every time he comes pulling on the vine? The grapes begin to fall. Thank you. And it's like you're going to the store and you buy a bag of grapes and you put them in the refrigerator. Somebody can eat one. You won't miss it. They can take two. You won't miss it. Three, five, ten. You won't miss it. But then all of a sudden you start seeing more stem than you do grapes. And they have taken away your fruit. Little by little by little. But see, in this new season, it's a time of refreshing, a time of renewing, getting my heart right. That the blessings of the Lord can flow in my life. Hallelujah. So it's so important that what we speak out of our mouth is also aligning up with our heart. Hallelujah. Say Baruch. Baruch means blessing. And they speak Psalms 118 on Sukkah. So it's Baruch.
Baruch
means blessing. So look at somebody and say Baruch.
Baruch.
Atita. Atita means blessings, but it says are you. Atita means are you. Blessings are you. Baruch Atita.
Baruch.
roll your lips. See, keep my roots are deep down in the inside of every last one. Hallelujah. And it's supposed to be a natural language. Can I tell you something? Do you know that in actuality, when the language got ready to proceed, it was almost the Hebrew language that was going to actually be adopted? But it did not, because the English language took over and proceeded over the Hebraic language. But when they get ready to do the blessing, they do something that is called an ingathering. See, they stayed in sukkah or huts for 40 years. So can you imagine that storm that comes in the wilderness? But because they followed the instructions of the Lord how to build their faith, which is that sukkah, there was protection in the hut. There was protection because they were in the will of God. And they were doing what the Lord had commanded them to do. Hallelujah. And so on the second day, when they get ready to move into the blessing or the celebration, they would invite, they call the exalted seven or the exalt one into their sukkah. See, you can invite whoever you want to come into your place of faith. But everybody cannot come into your place of faith. You want to bring strong people into your sukkah. You want to bring strong people into your sukkah. You want to bring strong people that you're going to make covenant with into your sukkah, because your sukkah is a private place. It's a place of faith that you believe God, what God is going to do for you. Hallelujah. And you cannot just allow anybody to come into your sukkah when you're believing God to do a great thing in your life. From the Arabic nation. And these are people like Abraham. Don't you want somebody like Abraham to walk with? Hallelujah. That has faith of Abraham. Abraham just stepped out, left his family, much like Jabez has done. He has left his family and stepped out and came into another country.
Yes, come on. Yes, come on.
Hallelujah. And they're trusting us with Jabez.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. To do great things in another place. Well, that's what God is doing. And then they invite people like Isaac, who trusted God with a wife. Glory to God. Abraham trusted God to bring a wife back, such as Rachel, because that I would be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah, to work out the blessings of God. They invited people like Jacob, who, glory to God, shifting take work. See, you got to tell you that you got to shift in this season. Say, what do you mean? See, Jacob started out as Jacob. But in order for him to become Israel, he had to shift. See, in order for you to become a God for yourself, you got to shift. That's not like, you got to do this. You got to do this. And see, it takes one, because it takes everything. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. It takes everything within the body. In the body.
Yeah,
your feet, your arms, your mind has to shift and go into a new world. So they invited people in like Jacob. They invited people in like Joseph. They invited people in like David. Hallelujah. Into the sukkah. And each night, that person symbolized what they were believing God in the new year. So you know what? The thing about one of these, the escrow, like I told you, good, it tastes good. And it represents people who were good. They trusted God and they live by what God said. Now the lulav, it tastes good, but it has no smell. That represents people who study the word.
Ooh, come on.
But don't live the word.
Come on.
Your spine, how you walk,
come on,
has a whole lot to do with it.
Come on.
Hadas represented people who look good, but don't smell good.
Come on.
And people who don't study the word, but do good stuff all the time. So your good stuff ain't going to get you into heaven.
Come on.
The Allah has no smell, and it has no taste.
Come on.
They represent people who don't study,
Come on.
Don't go to church. Don't do nothing. But it's things that can hinder us from where we need to go. So those things that we don't need, we're going to leave it right there.
Right.
We're going to leave it right there. Hallelujah. Because we must trust God. Hallelujah. Blessing. Say Baruch.
Atitah.
Meaning blessings are you.
Adonai.
That means the Lord. Blessings are you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Elohu.
That means our Lord God. Blessing is our Lord God. Now say Milik.
Milik.
Halo Asha.
Halo Asha.
Means Lord God, King of the universe. Kendushu. Be mitzvot.
Be
Tevav
Atinakla
means, and this is actually Psalms 118. It says, blessing are you, Lord, O God, King of the universe, has sanctified us with his commandment and has commanded us.
Come on.
You have been commanded today.
What?
About how you walk. Yes. You have been commanded today. What you speak.
Yes.
You have been commanded today. What you allow God to you and not people. Revelation. But guess what? You cannot get revelation. But you know why people can't catch vision? And I say, why? You say their heart's not right. Mm-hmm. See, do you know revelation cannot come when you have other things in your heart? When you have other things on your mind. Hallelujah. But when you have nothing but God on your mind, revelation begins to come forth. Your faith begins to be. You begin to walk like God wants you to walk. You begin to see the things that God wants you to see. Hallelujah. But you begin to talk like God wants you to talk. And when you begin to mix all this together. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking about this is seeing. When you begin to put the word of God around the things that's not like God.
Yeah.
When you begin to walk like God tell you to walk. When we begin to trust God. And you got to trust God like never before in this season.
Yeah.
This is the best season that we'll ever have.
Yeah.
There will never be another season like this.
Yeah.
So whatever it is you believe in God for doing this season, tell somebody to say you're going to have to shift.
Yeah.
I gotta trust God like I never trusted before. All I'm gonna say is my heart. Put your hand on your heart and say, where's my heart? And I need you to fix it. I need you to make it right, God. Oh, because I wanna do what you're calling me to do in the new year. So we're gonna be. We're gonna be. Are you a solid foundation? Can God build on you? What are we doing before? People that are loved. Hallelujah. Because the Yom Kippur was about us asking God to forgive us for things that we did not do that was right. But I took it a step up. I said, God, I'm not only asking you to forgive me, but I'm going to call everybody that means something to me. That I may have failed in some type of way. That I may have let down in some type of way. Glory to God. So I called my husband first. I said, babe, that is Yom Kippur. I said, and I'm asking you to forgive me. If I slept in any type of way as a wife, if I upset you, you didn't say a word.
need you to forgive me. He said, baby, we good. I said, yeah, but I just want to make sure. Well, then I call my older sister. I call all my children first. And I said, Brittany, if I ever let you down, there's a month. I'm going to work now for you like I should have been.
My name is God, came from the Father. I'm calling to check to see if there's someone I can help. I'm a bad mistake. Or if you've never given your life to Christ. I would ask you to follow me in this prayer. Say, dear Lord, come into my soul and my heart and save me. Forgive me for all of my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. But you said that prayer right there, that puts you back in right there with me. And so I advise you to find a church in a Bible-based church. And study it, give your eyes to Christ. And he thank you right now. And the figure in the family is so blessed to have you all to pray and worship with us today. So be blessed and have a great week. So we will see you next Sunday.
It is a united call. I'm not mad at you if you can't work with me this week. And I have to think you can clarify on what you ought to be and what I am to you. And if I'm not where I think I am, you know. And don't let me depend on you. If I can. And don't make me believe that I can when you know that I can't.